Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太加巴多加亚细亚比推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所撒的人，愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们，愿颂赞归我们主耶稣基督的父上帝。 他曾照自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。我们再一起祷告。天父上帝，愿你自己的话透过你自己圣善的灵这时候运行光照在我们众人之中，不论是讲的听的，都蒙主你自己保守引导。祷告感谢 奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。阿门。上一个星期我在华语崇拜分享这段经文的时候，
last week when I shared about this passages during the sermon，
我讲到11点半，
I spoke until 11:30，
所以今天加上翻译，应该我们12点才会散会。
So I'm afraid today we'll finish at 12 with the translation included。
所以可能有些人你要改变你的约会时间。So
some of you might have to change your appointment times.
不过现在请不要用手机。But
please do not use your handphone now.
我想，我发觉到我单单只要把经文里面重要的事情讲清楚，我都讲到十一点半，而且没有翻译。I find
that when I have to be very clear about the words in the passages, I have to reach. I will use up to 11:30 even without translation.
所以是不可能在今天做同样的这个事情。So
today I can't do the same thing.
还有等一下我们有两样很重要的这个报告跟分享。And
there are two other very important announcements and sharing later.
所以我的时间是非常的挤压的。So
there's time constraint on me today.
但是另外我们知道说，主借着这个彼得前后书有非常特别的话要继续向我们说。But
at the same time we know that the Lord through the words of the books of Peter has very important messages for us.
我很简单的来这个说一点教会在这个事情上的安排。And
I want to describe some of the arrangements that we made for the book of 1 Peter.
从现在一直到这个11月底，
From now until the end of November,
也就是我们的这个叫做降临节，
It's during this time of Advent.
Yeah. 我们就会学这个彼得前后书。
We'll be learning about the first and second book of Peter.
那么家庭小组的这个话语的分享里面呢， 一直到明年4月也一直会在彼得前后书。
And for the sharing in the cell groups under the word until next year April, it will also be these two books.
我们感谢上帝，经过我们多年的努力， 今年总算所有的家庭小组愿意用这个大家一起呢来学这个。
And we thank God that after many years of hard work, all the cell groups are able and willing to use these books at the same time to learn about
willing to use. Yeah.
Willing to use.
那么在小组呢处理的经文跟讲台的不一样。
And the verses that are being handled or discussed in the cell group the verses are different from those at the sermon here.
而小组所用的材料是由我们教牧所写的。And
the material that is being prepared for the cell groups were prepared by the pastoral team.
这也是我多年的一个心愿。And
this is something that I had in my mind or I hope to do.
因为如果牧者能够为着自己的弟兄姐妹来写关于上帝的话的事情。Because
if the shepherd is able to prepare the words of God for the cells,
然后又可以透过他们反映这个学习的情况，那个是最理想的。And
then with their feedback, this will be ideal.
我们在今年总算看到这样的事情开始出现了。And
this year, we begin to see the beginnings of this happening.
那么这些都是过去几年我们的这个努力，跟过去我们一致的这个努力。And
this is the result of the hard work that we put in the past years.
那么 在小组分享的那些经文，重点比较是在这个生活上的一些课题。
And the verses that are being discussed in cell groups, they relate to more daily living.
就是彼得说在生活上要怎么样，要怎么样。
And they relate to what Peter says about the verses and the utilization daily
living. 而那个材料的设计呢，不是叫我们去查经。
And the use of the verses not so much for us to explore to read.
Or to serve as a Bible study.
As a Bible study material.
比较是呢，就是去分享。
It's more for sharing.
那么真的是大家都能够去讲你认为你看到的。
And so people could identify and share about their lives through it.
那么关于那一些比较是属于我们的这个信仰到底是什么的呢？
And those verses that relate to what our beliefs are.
我们就放在讲台。
So we are going to cover them in the sermons.
但是彼得呢是把这个信仰是什么，然后生活是什么，是紧紧扣在一起的。
But for Peter, what it means, what our beliefs are,and what, how we should live our lives. To Peter, it is the same, and they are tightly linked.
而不是说哦，这个是叫做是一些神学的教导，那这个它这个叫做应用。
And the words are passages are not segregated. That these are only for learning, and these are for utilization in life.
不是这样子的。
This is not so.
我们既然信的是这样
，and because this is what we believe,
我们就这么去活。
This is how we live.
你在彼得前后书里，你可以看到这两个是非常的紧密的融在一起。
And you see in the first and second Peter that these are linked tightly.
那么今天我们的这个开始
，And today the beginning.
我给他一个这个重点叫做信徒是谁。
My emphasis today will be on who is the believer.
我们说我们是信徒，或者说我们说我们是 Christian.
We say that we're Christians. Who are we?
所以这个我们是谁，就会告诉我们说我们当怎么活。
Because who we are will decide how we live.
我不知道你大家现在在每天的生活当中，多少时候你非常的这个强烈的意识到说你是谁。
I do not know that in your daily living, whether you strongly feel about what your identity is.
或者说你有没有很认真的。很深入的想过这个问题。
Or perhaps have you thought deeply about this matter?
我们每一个年龄层的人都要面对这个问题。
And for people of different ages, these are things that we have to face.
每一次当我们碰到挫败、打击的时候，我们一定会问这个问题的。
Every time we face difficulties and obstacles in our lives, these questions will arise.
甚至是更严重的这些冲击。
And even more serious difficulties, catastrophes in our lives.
但是在那个时候才问的时候，有时候会迟了一点。
But sometimes when we ask ourselves these questions in times of trouble, it is already a little bit late.
比方说我们考试不及格了。
For example, when you fail an exam.
或者是我们被裁了。
Or maybe you lost your job.
或者是我们的女朋友跟我讲拜拜了。
Or a girlfriend has left you.
或者是更严重的。
Or something even more serious than this.
你就在那个时候会觉得，为什么我这样啊？
At that time, you will wonder why this is happening to me.
然后你一直在想下去，想下去，忽然间你就会问，我到底是谁？
And you start thinking, who am I?
然后你最即刻的一个反应就是，为什么我这样糟糕啊？
And then your first reaction may be, why am I so terrible?
为什么我这样失败啊？
Why am I such a failure?
为什么人就这样子抛弃我啊？
And why do people leave me?
你开始你想的这一些呢，都是跟你是谁有关系的。
And these thoughts are closely related to who you perceive yourself and your identity to be.
而当这样的一个危机出现的时候
，And when such a crisis happens,
你怎么样回答你自己是谁
？How do you answer yourself about who you are?
就变成你会怎么样去处理这个危机，跟面对这个危机
？Determines how you would handle and manage this crisis.
你走得出来吗？
Are you able to walk out of it?
或者你会走，不但走出来，还能够走得更好。
Or are you, not only are you able to walk out of it, but you're able to be above it.
除了你有没有去能力去处理之外
besides your ability to handle the difficulties,
这个很重要。
This is very important.
这个也是很多人会去找的。
And this is what a lot of people are searching for.
然后你只要到那个书籍里面，你就看那些 how to， 或者是你就 Google how to， 哇，一大堆 suggestion 给你。
And so you can find these books are written about it. Even on Google, you can find articles on them.
什么事情现在都有人告诉你 how to？
there are plenty of things nowadays that people can teach you how to do things.
但是有一件事情没有人能够帮你。
But there's one thing they cannot teach you.
就是你带着怎么心情，跟你用什么态度，再继续走下去。
And how you yourself perceive things and how your attitude is as you move forward.
当你发现到你旁边有一群好朋友鼓励你。
When you see that there are good friends around you encouraging you,
小组里面有人替你代打安慰你。
There are people in your cell group who are praying with you.
家里面的所有的这个成员都这个很爱你支持你。
And family members are there to love you and support you.
你开始发现到你是一个呢被爱的人。
And you find that yourself, you're a person who is being loved.
然后你发现到你是被肯定的。
And you're being affirmed.
如果不是这些的话呢？
If it were not for these,
你觉得好像全世界的人没有人理你。
Then you find that you're alone in the world.
然后你觉得你好像是被抛弃的。
And that you've been abandoned by the world.
然后你如果克服不了的话。
And you're not able to overcome this.
你甚至也抛弃自己。
You abandon yourself too.
你就 give up.
And you give up.
然后呢，你就不管什么时间起来，不管什么时间睡觉，不管什么时间，只想要做什么。如果不想什么，就不要做什么。
And you start neglecting yourself, you don't care when you wake up, what you do.
因为你觉得没有意思了。
Because to you it is meaningless.
那么，不管在这里也好。
Whether it's here.
等一下去到 U Ministry 分班也好。
Or when you divide up in classes during the U Ministry.
或者我们大人家庭小组也好。
Or in the adult cell groups.
这些都跟我没有什么关系了。
All these have no link to you anymore.
因为你受的冲击，你受到一个很大的打击。
Because all these crises that have happened to you,
因为你现在真的正在一种呢非常不好的这个情况。
Have isolated you, and it's a terrible time for you.
但是另外一方面，如果你很成功
，On the other hand, when you are successful,
你发大财
you're very rich, wealthy,
你样样都顺利
，Everything is going smoothly for you.
到一个地步。
To a stage,
你也模糊你自己是谁。
You start losing who you are yourself.
然后你也有一天忽然间你觉得你还是非常的这个孤独，非常的空虚。
And one day you find that you're very forlorn and empty.
所以你发现到说，到底我是谁
？And you discover that who am I?
到底我说我是信徒，我是谁
？When I say I'm a Christian, who am I?
这个是一个非常非常根本跟很重要的事。
It's a very basic and very important thing.
尤其是在我们今天我们这样一个复杂的生活里面。
And in such a complex society that we are in.
不管你是什么年龄。
No matter what age group you are.
其实我们每个人呢都被这个问题呢来这个影响了。
We are affected by things around us.
但是你知道吗
？But do you know?
谁最关心我是谁这个问题
？Who is most concerned about who am I about this problem?
我们的上帝
Our God.
没有人比上帝更关心这个问题
No one is more concerned about this than our God.
因为上帝最了解我们
Because he knows us best.
因为我们是他造
Because he created us.
就好像你的父母亲会跟你讲到我哪里不知道你你是我养我生的
Or your parents might say to you, why I would know you, of course, I watch you grow up.
改天你做父母的时候，你也会了解这句。我开始了解这句话。
And perhaps one day when you become parents, you yourself will understand what it means.
你可能以为说你有很多这个步骤，有很多什么可以要隐藏。其实你的父母亲老早已经就知道了。
Perhaps you might know that you have some secrets or some things that you want to hide from your parents, but actually your parents already know them.
因为每一秒钟、每一分钟，他这样带大你。
Because for every minute, every second, they watch you grow.
在他的脑海里面有这些 grand data，
and there's a big data set in their mind
关于你的
about you，
所以他 process 一下就会有一些东西出来。
So after churning out, they know exactly everything about you。
所以这个上帝哪里不知道我
？And of course, God will know us.
诗篇137还是139啊？
In Psalms 139，
我哪里去躲避你
？Where can I hide from you？
你四面环绕着我
，You're all around me。
里里外外你都知道我
，You know me inside and out。
希望说今天我们 看到说我们有这样一位这么知道我们的上帝呢，我们感到很庆幸安慰。
And I hope today that when we can see such a God who knows us so well, that we'll feel consoled.
因为他会帮助我们去处理这个我是谁的这个问题。
Because he helps us to see who we are, this very important issue.
让我们把这个问题处理好了。
And when we are able to handle this topic well,
我们去面对我们的生活。
When we face our lives,
不论是成功也好，
whether it is in success,
不论失败，
or failure,
不论是复杂的。
Or whether it's complex,
不然简单的
or simple,
我们都勇敢地走下去。
We are courageously able to move forward,
而且我们会好好地走下去。
And we'll do it well.
我再举一些简单的这个例子让大家想一想。
And I want to raise a few more examples for everyone to think about.
我看到说过去这20年来我们的努力。
I see the hard work that we put in the last 20 years.
尤其是我们的这个国家。
Especially with regards to our country.
在我们庆祝国庆日的方式
，as we celebrate our national day，
再过不久我们要庆祝国庆日
，and yes we're going to celebrate soon。
我们很成功的让越来越多的人愿意我认同说我们是新加坡公民。
We successfully made such that more and more people can recognize that yes they are Singapore citizens。
我相信我们现在大多数的人都以我们是新加坡人为荣的。
And I believe that many people will feel proud to be Singaporeans.
因为现在你看很多地方大家都很愿意挂那个国旗的。
And we see that in many places people are willing to put up flags in their houses.
大家很愿意说我是新加坡人。
Everyone is willing to say, yes, I'm a Singaporean.
所以当你觉得这样的一个你是新加坡人是一个荣耀的时候，是一个尊贵的时候。
When you feel honor, when you feel that it's important to be a Singaporean,
你的表现很不一样。
And so your behavior is very different.
当然，我希望我们不单是在国内。
I of course hope that not only within our country.
当我们到其他不同地方的时候
，when we travel overseas,
我们知道人家尊重新加坡了。
We know that people respect Singaporeans.
所以我们是新加坡人呢，我们也应该有那种相应都很恰当的这些公共上的这个表现跟那一个反应。
And so I hope that we will also have good and appropriate public behavior out of Singapore.
我还有一点点不满意的地方。
There's something that I'm still not very satisfied.
如果有一天我们看到整个国庆日的那个庆典庆祝完了之后
if one day we were to watch the celebration for National Day and when it's done,
或者是任何我们公共场所的那种人群集合之后
or when there areSituations of public gathering,
地上不会留下一张垃圾
and that there will not be a single piece of litter left after the public has gone away.
那真是是我们新加坡人最荣耀的一个表现。
And then this is something that we truly will be proud of.
但是不管怎么样
but no matter what,
是什么去激励跟激发出我们里面的那一些我们所知道的那一些对的好的要做的事。
Whatever motivates and drives us to do what is right and what is good.
我不觉得说我们不知道什么是好，什么是该做，什么不该做。
I don't feel that we do not know what is right and what is wrong, what we should do or not.
那个是两岁半以下的孩子才说他不知道。
It is only for those 2.5 years and below who do not know what to do.
还有那刚刚进兵三个月，假装I don't know, sir. 这样就不会受处罚啊！那个假装不知道的。
Or those new recruits who are just entered into the army and pretend that they do not know what to do.
我很多时候我们已经足够知道什么是对，什么是不对的。
Many times we actually have the knowledge to know what we should do or not.
但是我们有一个问题。
But we have a problem.
为什么我们不做对的
？Why we do not do what we want to do?
我们少了什么？
What are we short of?
或者说是什么应该使到我们去做对的
？Or what is it that will make us do what is right?
我想在这里，我们是谁是很重要。
I think that here, knowing who we are is very important.
我们是不是知道我们是谁
？Do we know who we are?
我们是不是同意我们是谁
？Do we agree this is our identity?
我们是不是要紧紧的？是的，我们既然是这样，我就这样子活。
Is it because we hold on to this identity and this is how we live?
所以知道也是很重要。
Knowing is very important.
知道了要说呀，我愿意认同。
And the action subsequent to that, I agree.
然后呢，又愿意让这整个呢充满着我整个人。
And willing to allow it to change my thoughts and overcome all my wills.
所以在这里你就能够明白为什么彼得一开始的时候就讲了这些事出来。
And so you understand why Peter, right at the beginning, he says this.
这些人呢，是谁呢？
Who are these people?
是住在今天的这个土耳其这一个地方的。
They are the people who in this modern day live in the country Turkey.
所谓的叫做小亚细亚。
Asia Minor.
就是现在的土耳其。
Where Turkey is now.
然后他们是散布在这整个这么的地方。
And they are scattered about this area.
他们信耶稣。
And they believe in Christ.
但是他们不是一个很大的一个群体。
But they are not a very, very big group of people.
其实在这个最早的时候呢，信耶稣的人都是社会上很小的这个的群体。
Because in those early days, they are only a small group of people in society at the time.
他们的声音，他们的影响力是没有的。
Their voices and their influence is really not much.
他们还要被当时的整个大环境等等人，他的左邻右舍呢的这个限制。
And they were limited and affected by their macro environment, the people around them.
跟很多跟他们不一样的想法的人。
People who have different thoughts and thinking from them.
再加上他们本来也是从很不一样的想法这个来的。
And they themselves had started with a very different upbringing or growth.
然后现在信了耶稣了。
And now they've become Christians.
信耶稣之后是有一种不一样的生活方式。
And yes, after that, they have a different way of life.
但是很不容易。
And it is not easy for them.
你怎么样愿意守，更愿意这样活
？How are you able to hold on to the way you live？
另外就是当环境的这个压力，环境跟你不一样的要改变你的时候，你怎么样呢？能够去面对呢
？And when there's environmental pressure to change you, how do you react？
就在这样的一个情况底下
，In such circumstances，
彼得面对这样的一群人
，Peter faces these group of people。
这个是他的羊。
And these are his sheep.
他是他们的牧者。
And he is their shepherd.
他要勉励他们。
And he wants to encourage them.
他一开始就告诉他们。
And in the, right at the beginning, he says.
这还没有告诉他们说你应该这样做，你应该那样做。
Before he tells them, oh, this is what you should do, and that is the way to do things.
他先告诉他们说，让我们先再一次知道我们是谁。
First, he tells them, let's at the beginning know who we are.
如果我们真的同意，我们真的明白，我们是这样的话
，If we agree and we believe that this is who we are，
将我想我们会同意，接下来我们应该是那样，我们应该是这样。
And then we will agree subsequently these are the things that we should do。
所以一样的，今天我们每天都要问我们是谁。
And so today every day we should ask ourselves who we are。
我觉得现在在新加坡有一个很严重的问题。
I feel that in Singapore today there's something there's a matter that's very serious。
这个是我个人的意见。
And this is my own opinion.
就是我们学生不知道我们学生是谁。
And that is our students do not know who they are.
所以我们的那种学习的态度跟学习的那一个方式等等呢，出了很多问题。
So there are many problems that arise with the way they study, and they work.
而今天做老师是非常痛苦的事情。
And for teachers today, it is difficult.
那么为什么会这样呢？
Why is this so?
因为现在这整个大环境。
Because in our environment around us.
我讲过很多次，我常常在讲到提这件事情。
And I frequently mention this.
我们是顾客。
We are customers.
所以顾客呢，就是要被服侍的，要被好好的招待的。
And that means that we are to be served.
然后我们有什么不满意呢？我们既然是顾客呢，不满意就是不满意。
And when we have any dissatisfaction as customers,
我想这个也不是错的。
And I feel that perhaps this is not wrong.
这个有它的理由在里面。
There are some reasons behind this.
因为我们从另外一种环境走到这一种。
Because in the past we had come from another setting to this current setting.
以前我们每一个人是不被尊重的。
In the past, nobody respected us.
群体是这个每一个社会上每一个人的意见不是很重要的。
No one respected the views of people in society.
只有那一些背后有势力或者是他背后有影响的，那么他的声音他的话呢，一些人才会去听的。
It's only people with influence or standing in society that people will listen to them.
现在我们很成功了，每一个就是呢，你没有什么背景，你就是一个你的声音呢，你也可以发出来。
But nowadays we are successful. Every little voice is important.
而甚至你还要被这个尊重跟注意的。
To the extent that you want to be respected and noticed.
我今天早上在早报网页看到一个很有趣的消息，李显龙总理会邀请那些网民出席群众大会。
I see a very important, very interesting news in the on the webpage of Taobao today, and that is the Prime Minister, Mr. Lee, has invited people who visited the website, web users, to come for the national gathering.
以前这些只有领袖各这重要的这个基层领袖各个才出席的。
In the past, they were meant for leaders, grassroots leaders, and people. Important persons.
这个就是民主社会一个很重要的一个事情。
And this is something important in the democratic society.
但是另外一方面，如果这个事情没有另外一个平衡的话
，On the other hand, when there's no balance to such a matter,
样样都是以这个顾客做主。
Everything is just determined by this customer needs.
那尤其是这个学校
，Especially it comes to school.
然后学生他不需要是学生。
And students do not have to be students.
然后这个会众，这个会友，崇拜的会友，不需要是崇拜的会友。
And people who attend sermons, they don't have to be just members.
他要被服侍，他是要被招待的。
They want to be looked after. They want to be taken care of. They want to be served.
你发现到东西一定会跑到另外一个问题。
Then you reach another extreme of problems.
我有一次在书局看到一本很有趣的书。
I was in a bookshop, a bookstore, and I saw a very interesting book.
你知道说做牧师的这个讲道是一个不容易的事情。
And you know that preparing sermon is not easy for pastors.
所以有很多个教牧师帮助牧师怎么样预备好讲道的。
And there are many self-help books to teach pastors how to prepare their sermons.
结果有一个人写一本书，你要教你的会众怎样做一个好好听到的人。
And there's a very interesting book to teach how to teach your congregation to be a good congregation.
我没有买那本书。
I didn't buy the book.
但是无论如何，今天我们自己要知道，我们长期被这样的环境带大。
We have to understand, no matter what, we have to understand that we are influenced by such an environment.
其实这样的一个只有单单这样的一个环境带大，它影响我们很严重，你知道吗？
If using in such an environmental influence, it affects us greatly.
我们整个人在这样一个成长过程的时候
，in such a growth,
我们会很严重有一个问题。
We'll find that we have a serious problem.
我们自己也不知道是谁。
And unknowingly, we do not know who we are.
因为人家都一直在对着你好，对着你在 entertain 你。
Because people are entertaining you and being good to you.
他不一定真的告诉你，也不真的让你知道你是谁，你知道吗？
They do not affirm who you are and tell you who you are.
所以呢，你对你是谁呢，也很少去想了。
And so you might not think about this matter very much.
然后在长期这样的生活的底下
，and under a prolonged period of time.
你是一直被满足的
，You are being satisfied。
你是一直被呢这个讨好的
，People try to go on your good side。
但是我们大家都知道
，But we all know，
生活里面不是只有这样。
This is not the only thing in life。
尤其是当我们结婚的时候
，Especially after we get married。
或者说不要说结，当我们开始认识这个恋爱的时候
，Not even getting married， but when we start having interest in another girlfriend or boyfriend。
当我们开始工作的时候
，Or when we start work。
或者不用，就当时在学校里面，我们在做 group project 的时候
，or even simply doing group projects in school，
你发现到说不是只有你自己了。
You discover that you are not the most important person，
不是你自己而已。
Oh, that you are not alone。
那你再看看八个人呢，每个也都是一样。
That all eight person in the group， everyone is
都是这样子。
Important。
像你说，我们可能把事情做起来吗？
You see that everyone has the same attitude. Then you think, are you able to complete the project?
那小的呢是家庭这个夫妻。
In a small group, it is just husband and wife.
我们能够处理矛盾、处理冲突吗
？Are we able to handle differences and difficulties?
我们能够去磨合吗？
Are we able to smoothen and compromise?
很多时候我们觉得很困难。
Frequently we find that there's difficulty.
然后我们说这个不适合。
And we say that this is not appropriate.
将我们分手吧。
And so that's separate.
结果你发现到恋爱也好，婚姻也好，很像是在买东西再试试看。然后有人还说不试哪里知道，试到最后的才 stay 咯。
So you find that even in relationships, in husband and wife relationship, it is like buying things that you find that you test things out, and then when you find it's not suitable, and then you just say separate.
现在的问题是说，这个是不是最好的？这个是不是唯一的？
And so frequently we ask ourselves,
这样处理的方式呢？
How we manage things is whether this is the best and whether this is the only thing to be for me.
我们要不要听听上帝的？
Shall we listen to what God says?
上帝 offer 我们另外一种方式。
What does God offer us?
他帮助我们说，从我们是谁来想。
He helps us to think from who we are as a starting point.
也愿意说我们是谁。
And he's willing to say who we are.
所以当丈夫说我是丈夫。
And when the husband says, I'm the husband.
妻子说我是妻子。
And the wife says, I'm the wife.
然后朋友说我是朋友，我是你的朋友。
When the friend says, I am your friend.
我是学生，我真的是学生。
And the student says, I am truly a student to learn.
我是老师，我真的是老师。
I'm a teacher, truly a teacher.
有人听我这样，可能，诶，是不是你要讲孔子啊？
Are you talking about Confucius?
孔子当年提过，君君臣臣，啊，各就各位这样。
Confucius in the past it says that every official, they have their own positions and things to do.
我想我不是讲这个。
No, this is not what I mean.
但是我们是从上帝来说，从看我们是谁。
But we see that God, from His point of view, He wants us to see who we are.
而我们愿意认同我们就是这样子。
And we are able to identify with it.
然后我们从这里呢，我们出发来面对问题。
And this is our starting point. This is how we face problems.
彼得在这个第三节里面说，我们是被重生的。
And Peter, in verse 3, he says, we have new birth, given us new birth.
我今天就把重点只放在这一件事情。
Today, my only emphasis is on this matter.
彼得说我们是重生。
Peter says we've been given new birth.
什么叫做我们是重生？
What does it mean?
根据一些人说，就是说我信了耶稣之后，然后我真的行为改变，我真的是活出来，那真的我是重生的。
Some people may say, oh, after I become a Christian, truly my behavior has changed, and therefore I'm a new creation.
No.
This is not true.
圣经不是这样讲的。
This is not what the Bible says.
这是在教会非常流行的讲法。
This is something that is prevalent in the church today.
约翰福音也好。
In the Gospel of John.
保罗的书信也好。
In the epistles of Paul.
现在彼得说。
And in Peter, he says.
不是这样讲的。
This is not so.
这个是我们教会的传统信仰教导里面呢。把那个重点放在是不是在人身上有改变，然后叫做他是不是重生。
In traditional church, we often put the emphasis on whether the person's behavior has changed, and then we call it a new birth.
圣经讲的是指上帝做的。
But what the gospel says is what God has done.
然后呢，再发生在人身上。
And it happens on the person, the people.
我希望你这时候给我这几分钟注意一下，把这个事情呢给你讲清楚。
And I hope to have a few minutes of our time now to clarify this with you.
我们自己是永远没有办法把我们变好的。
We ourselves, we have no ability to change ourselves to become better.
所以有些人就觉得信耶稣很痛苦，要一直去做好，要一直做好。
So for a lot of people, they find that it's painful to be a Christian because they always try to be better.
就是因为这样的一个错误的了解。
Because they have a wrong perception about this.
成为一个美好是上帝做出来的。
To be someone perfect is what God has created.
这个美好的生命，这个美好的人在哪里呢？
This good life, this good person, where is it?
耶稣。
Jesus.
就是在两千年前这一个拿撒勒人耶稣。
2000 years ago in this Nazarene Jesus.
上帝给我们证明一件事情。
God has shown us and proven to us one thing.
他有办法给我们创造出一个重生完美的生命。
He is able to create us a new life.
就在耶稣的身上。
Through the life of Jesus.
耶稣从这个圣灵感孕一直成长。
From the birth of Jesus inspired by the Holy Spirit until his growth,
他这样的一个生命过程。
Through his whole life,
你看到 真的是一个美好生命，真的是真的。
You see, truly a good life is true.
上帝说，这样的生命
，God says such a life，
是让我们可以去 participate， 可以去参与，可以去分享。
It's something we can participate and share in，
而可以去跟他认同的。
And we can identify with this life。
就好像说，我们整个国家
，just like saying our country，
不是我们一个人努力弄出来的。
It is not the success is not based on our individual effort。
是所有这里的全部的人一起做成的。
It's the effort of the whole nation。
甚至我们想到好像就是比较是好像一些人的灵的等等的带出来的。
Perhaps we may think that it is the effort of a few a group of people。
然后我们在这里，我们享受，我们分享到。我们参与到，我们看到，我们是这里的一份子。
And here we find that we participate in this country as part of this nation.
上帝用耶稣真正实实的把一个尊贵、把一个美好的一个生命，把它证明，把它带出来给我们。
God through the person of Jesus Christ proves to us and shows us what a truly good life is.
耶稣胜过试探。
He's overcome temptations.
他试过种种人性的这个问题
，and all the human, a sort of human nature，
甚至死呢，他都经过
，even going through passing through death，
然后上帝呢，再把他叫他活过来
，and God raised him, resurrected him from the dead，
告诉我们说，有一个永远不会死、不会坏的肉体
，telling us that there's a body that will not decompose and will not see decay
flesh。然后是荣耀的
，and it's glory.
彼得说，我们现在，我们是信徒的话
，Peter says, today when you are believers, we're Christians.
我们就是分享了，我们就是属于这样的一个生命。
We share and participate in this life.
所以我们是重生了
，so we are a new birth.
是因为耶稣基督是新的
，because Jesus Christ is It's new.
所以保罗说我们是新造的人。
So Paul says that we are a new creation.
是这样的意思。
That is what he means.
不是说等到我们变好了、变完了，我们才是。
No, it's not because of our effort. Then after the things that we have done, then we become a new person. Right?
这个新的、美的是上帝做成的，是上帝活出来的，是主耶稣真真实实带出来的，已经是了。
Because this something new and that is good is already created and seen in Jesus Christ.
然后我们被上帝呢呼召来
，and when we are called by God，
这里彼得说我们被他选来，我们被他呼召来
，or to become God's elect，
然后借着圣灵
，through the Holy Spirit，
成为圣洁
we are being sanctified，
为什么呢
？Why？
这个也不是说圣灵在我们身上把我们的 sanctification， 然后把我们变成很圣洁的圣徒，然后才是，不是这样的。
It is not because of the work of the Holy Spirit just makes us good persons.
No, 是因为我们信耶稣了。
It's because we already believe in Jesus Christ.
我们领受圣灵。
Then we receive the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵把我们跟耶稣就是当成是一个。
And the Holy Spirit takes us and Jesus together as one.
所以因此我们圣洁了。
And therefore, as a result, we are sanctified.
因为我们跟一个圣洁的主连在一起了。
Because we are joined together with a pure, with a sanctified.
然后这样子呢，我们才以至于我们顺服耶稣基督。第二节。
And so, and because of this, we have obedience to Jesus Christ.
就是说，我现在原来我知道我是这样了。
Because I know this is who I am.
我竟然变成一个新的了。
And I am now become a new person.
我还分享了这样一个尊贵圣洁的。
And I participate in something that is glorious and pure.
所以因此呢，我去顺服耶稣。
And because of this, I have obedience to Jesus.
我每一次是被这样一个，为什么会是这样的呢？
Every time I'm affected by this.
所以这个就叫做奇异恩典。
And so this is the amazing grace.
我自己怎么样做都做不到的。
No matter how I try myself, I'm not able to do it.
我一直只是一直不断的在失败，在黑暗，一直在那一个这个知道错不应该做，又要做。
Repeatedly, I fail. I continue to be in darkness. I cannot do what I want to do.
我自己没有办法给我自己开一个新的出来。
I'm not able to find a new road, find a new way by myself.
但是现在上帝以耶稣带一个完全新的。
But today, God has through Jesus Christ has brought something new to us.
是一个新造的。
It's a new creation.
是这样一个新的生命。
A new life.
然后让我呢可以去属于这样的一个生命
，and allowing me to participate and join in this life，
也真的是得到这样一个生命
，and to receive it。
所以我现在知道说，我不再是我
，and so now I know I'm not myself。
各位，这个是上帝 offer 我们
，this is something that God has offered us。
你说你信或者是不信？
Whether you believe or not.
那你如果想更加明白这样的一件事情到底是什么事
，and if you want to know more,
你来 course A and course B.
Attend course A and B.
I'm serious. 所以为什么我要花这么多的时间讲，把它变成一个这个课程
？And this is why I spend time making this into a course.
因为这个是一个我们上帝告诉我们的事跟方法。
Because this is what God wants to tell us and the way of life.
如果你愿意接受这样子来重新认识我是谁
，If today you are able to accept this to recognize and who you are，
然后再从这里呢，你就再重新看到一种呢不同的一种生活方式
，And from here you can see a very different way of life.
所以这也就是彼得跟着他们说的
，And this is what Peter tells them.
我们要重新再从这样子的一个方式来面对我们的生命跟生活。
This is how we through this. This is how we face life, and this is how we face daily living.
让我们继续借着彼得来引导我们。
Let's continue to allow Peter to guide us.
而我希望今天你看见，你从一个情况其实被带到另外一个完全不一样的情况。
And I hope you today you see that you are being brought from.One situation to a totally different situation.
我们是被重生了的。
It's because we have a new birth.
我们是圣洁的。
That we are sanctified.
因为上帝召我们。
Because God has called us.
因为上帝选我们。
He has elected us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，在我们还做罪人的时候，你就定义。要使我们能够有一个新更不一样的一种生命的可能，你不是空口说白话，你不是只是告诉我们一个很理想的一个计划，这个新跟新生命跟这个重生已经在耶稣身上给我们看见，可以一个这样的人一生带着这样的一个特殊的生命，散发出各种的美、善、和平、喜乐、恩慈、良善、戒指、温柔、慈爱。主啊，何等美，何等的好！愿这一切也同样发生在我们身上。你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们以感恩的心来奉献。